Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in all ways. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Manifesting Miracles, a podcast created for you to instantly manifest things into your reality. I am your podcast host. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont. I'm a manifestation master, author, speaker, and yes, award-winning podcast host, and now a YouTube channel host. So if this is your first time tuning in, welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome one and all, because this is the only podcast out there that is serving you in the high level way that here at Manifesting Miracles Podcast, we aim to serve. Now, why is this important and why do I really want you to tune in and tap in and turn on? Well, it is clear. It's clear that your angels and your guides have been sending you so many signals on how to manifest abundance into your reality, how to become the creator of your reality, how to engineer your life and maneuver it with all the practices and all the modalities in which we call manifesting here on Earth, the teaching planet. And as I said, my name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and I am your podcast, award-winning podcast host. And today we are going to cover the topic of how I switched from a lack reality into an abundant one. And three things that I think get a lot of people tripped up. And the reason that I thought that this would be an interesting topic is not only because everybody wants to know about M-O-N-E-Y, and the reason that I don't necessarily find the need to discuss this topic in such detail is because I think that if you are in alignment with your vibration and you are really creating in this reality, you cannot put all this emphasis and all this energy on the ideology of money, because it's just simply energy. And if this is your first time tuning in, Manifesting Miracles podcast has quite a large library, and there is a topic every single day. You should be listening to one of these podcasts, because every single podcast is designed in order to help you achieve your manifesting goals in a fast and an accurate way. Now, I was told that I'm not supposed to hold my microphone when I'm talking on YouTube, but this is how I do it when I record the podcast. So this transition from YouTube to podcast, or including it, this is going to be a little bit difficult, but I'm going to manage through it. And you guys are just going to help me get along there too. All right. So what do we need to really emphasize right now? Well, the very first thing that I want you guys to understand and to know is that I started out always being a go-getter when it comes to doing things in business. This wasn't an area in which that I had a lot of hesitation in. And I was raised by entrepreneurs, and I was an entrepreneur at the age of 8. And that was before my mother passed away and I got put into the orphanage. But that all that said, I want you guys to know that I was always chasing the dollar. I was the ultimate hustler. Not that I was being manipulative or deceitful, but I would take every job ever offered to me. Like, hey, will you go do this? Yep. Will you come work here? Yes. I mean, I don't know if it's a Scorpio trait or a life path 9 trait or what, but anytime I was offered money, I would take it. And if you grew up the way I grew up, knowing that there was nobody there to help you, no grandparents, no parents, no brothers, no sisters, you might be in that same lack mentality that I was in, where I just literally felt that I had to make sure to consolidate all of my efforts to achieve as much as I could and as often as somebody wanted to pay me. So I was always separate from my divine abundance. I was moving and shifting and living and breathing and creating in a very lack mentality. So as we go into this and talk about the ways that I was able to transfer from the lack and the fear and the doubt and the insecurity of creating divine abundance or cashing in my cosmic currency, as I like to call it, there was a lot of steps that I had to go through. And I'm going to try to tell you these things as quickly and as easily as possible to make them simpler, but not any simpler than needed. So if this is your first time tuning in, I am a manifestation coach, an abundance coach, and a mindset life coach. So whatever the situation is that's going on in your life, you and I can sit down and work together and come up with a very viable way to move from where you are now to the next 2 inches down, 2 inches down, 2 inches down, 2 inches down, until we find the right practice or modality that will allow you to really be a limitless creator and to really allow you to tap into that divine abundance. And that's what I really want you to understand. I came from such a deficit. And I really was one of those people that would count every single penny, would know every single, I would always think that I was getting shafted or I was getting taken advantage of. And I came from this very defensive state when it came to money. And so as I started going down this path, moving from TV media publicist to the manifestation energy master and guru that is sitting before you now, I had to learn a lot of different ways that I wasn't in alignment with this in order to become in alignment with this. And I'm very fidgety because I don't like looking at myself on camera. I wish I could just black out this screen and talk. Okay, so I want you guys to understand that no matter where you are right now, your angels and your guides have guided you to this podcast, and they're very aware of your abilities. They're very aware of your current cosmic currency, your ancestral currency, your divine alignment, your path, and your purpose. And they were sick and tired of you pretending like you were a mere mortal, when we all know that there is no mere mortal, and that our divine alignment has been going on way before we came to Earth, way before we incarnated into these bodies and said, yeah, let's try Earth, the teaching planet, heard it's a shit show, let's join in. So before you decided that this was the way that you were going to run your life on Earth, there was a plan. And part of the plan could have very easily been that you were going to come here and align with your highest self. And once you align with your highest self, you would no longer serve a god called money. I worshiped a god called money. My whole life was based around, how was I going to make it? When was the next dollar coming in? Counting it, forecasting. And so the relationship with money and I became very volatile. And it came in the way of friendships, relationships, family, friends, just about everything. Because when, in my personal situation, I was coming from such a lack mentality because I saw my parents have multiple businesses and be financially secure. And then my life got turned upside down after my mother died. So I always thought that money was something that you could get, but you'd have to work very hard for. So depending on what part of the world you're listening to, because people are listening to Manifesting Miracles podcast in over 54 countries. And there's been over 125,000 times where somebody clicked, let me listen to this podcast as of June of 2022. It's now August 2022. And because we were in this state of being where in your country, maybe money isn't as amplified as it is in the United States of America, or your whole country might idolize the lifestyles of Hollywood or celebrities. And so you have, you know, whether, because I and the reason I say this is because I talk to people from all around the world. See, I do a free 15-minute call. And if you want to move the needle in the positive direction, and you don't know if you want to book a whole hour with me or 2 hours with me, or start coaching or join one of my classes, I offer a discovery call. And in the discovery call, I help I get to understand your perspective. And in these calls, when I'm talking to a woman from Australia versus a woman from South Africa versus a woman from England versus a woman from Canada, or men or people, the perspectives are so much different. The way that they view life is so different. The way that they view money is so different. So I'm just going to come from my perspective as a first generation American. My mom grew up with dirt floors. They didn't have running water. And she's from Colombia, Buga, B-U-G-A, Buga, Colombia. Somos colombianas. And her goal in life was to have lots of expensive things. So I grew up around a foreigner, right? So I was raised by my mother and father until the age of 10 and a half. And then I grew up in a group home, an orphanage. And so because of the type of life that I led prior to that, I had seen pretty good wealth. So I wasn't really intimidated by money, but I thought that money was the key to happiness and joy, and it was the solution to every problem, and it's just really not. And so I've learned that no matter where you are, what country you're coming from, or how you were raised, there are three very core things that I believe all of us have in common that I can speak about today that's going to help you raise your vibration in the area of money and or abundance, however you want to see it. So first, let's take our finger off of the gotta make it now button, all right? When we are co-creating in this reality with the greatest creator that ever created anything ever, so when we are co-collaborating with the greatest creator of all time, I call it God, you can call it whatever you want, you are already abundant. And so because of this, the way that the society is, we believe that we have to do something to earn this abundance. We have to do something to be worthy of this. And it's just not true. The truth is that you were born abundant. You have a plan, and that there are, it's more than just you. And there's people and energy everywhere that's watching you and helping you and guiding you. But if you are starting out in a negative perspective, it's going to feel like you're running the same financial race over and over and over and over. So the first thing that I learned, the first time that I really got this, was after I read a book by Deepak Chopra. And Deepak Chopra was very good friends with my mentor, Dr. Wayne Dyer. And Deepak has a book called The Seven Secret Signs of the Universe, or something to that effect. Hopefully, whoever's writing my show notes will put the right name in the show notes. But it's the seven secret languages of the universe, something to that effect. It's the only book that he has with that title, that type of a title. And it's a small, it's a short book. And how I first started to disassociate myself with my old vibration towards money was when I read in this book that one of the things that he said was, you will never have financial freedom until you see how abundant the earth actually is. And in this book, Deepak says, one of the first things you have to do is go outside and put your feet and your toes in between blades of grass. And then take your hands and run them along the top of some bushes. And then look up and see palm trees or apple trees or lemon trees or fig trees or magnolia trees or any type of tree that is in your neck of the woods, in your part of the world, and so speak. And ask yourself the following questions. Does a blade of grass ever worry that the next blade of grass isn't going to grow? It does not. Does the magnolia tree care who's in office? It does not. Does the magnolia tree care what the stock market is doing? No. Does it care what the weather report is going to say about our ability to have or not have sunshine or rain? No. The earth itself is self-sufficient. Everything regrows, sheds, loses, looks like everything's gone. And just as you think that the tree is dying, it starts to rebloom and reflower, and the grass grows and the flowers bloom. And nothing of the concerns of humans impact the abundance of the earth. And he said, until you can see this, you cannot create abundance for yourself. And for me, I didn't get it. I'm like, who fucking cares about a grass or a flower or a tree? I'm talking about C-A-S-H, sir. And so he said, in this little short book, he said, go outside and walk around nature. Go outside and touch the grass and touch the trees and be in that abundance and realize, really, truly, deeply realize that if a blade of grass is covered and a bush and a flower and a tree have everything they need to survive. Imagine what God has planned for you. Imagine the amount of protection and abundance that is for you. And I remember the day that it really sunk in. At the time, I lived in Dallas, Texas, in a suburb called Plano. And in Plano, Texas, it's a, I would say, upper middle class neighborhood. And I lived there for such a long time. And I had realized after reading this book that I had never really looked at the trees, at the bushes, at the flowers, at the bees, at any of it. Nothing, honestly. And I was walking along the path with my dogs, Olive and Jackson. And all of a sudden, I saw this insanely beautiful interwoven rooted tree. And it had all of these branches and all of these buds and all of these flowers. And I started crying. I was like, wow, it is so incredible that the universe, God, fully takes care of all the birds and the bees and the oceans and the clouds and the rain and the sun and the moon and the solar system and the plants and the flowers and the bees and the trees. And oh my God, I know there's a plan for me. I know that abundance is mine. How can I not have as much purpose as the magnolia tree? How can I not be as protected as the bee? And it started to dawn on me what Deepak was trying to explain and put into all of our heads. We are already divinely protected. We don't need to reduce our importance on this earth because we're listening to some bullshit that some other people want us to believe about our ability to be abundant. I'm as protected as a blade of grass. I'm protected as a bee. I'm as valuable as the magnolia tree. I'm as sweet as honey. And that was the first step for me to truly, really understand the divine abundance that is me. The second thing that really helped me move the needle, and I'm going to try to wrap this up, get this going quicker, was after my divorce and all the money that I thought I had was gone and I was left with nothing except a mortgage, rent for an office, payroll, and I was terrified. I didn't have my husband. And although I was very thankful to be separated from the pain and the suffering and the abuse of our relationship, because we had both become so toxic to each other that there was just vitriol and hate and anger between us anymore. That I was sitting there with five people that I had to pay, rent I had to pay, and my old self would go into panic mode. And that's exactly what happened. I went into panic mode. I started calling everybody offering to do my press release charges were $2,500 to write a press release. And I'm calling companies I know that only did them like once a year.
It's 1 o'clock.
And now you know what time it is. I'm calling them and offering them like $800 press releases and, you know, all any kind of deal I can do and any kind of hustle and any kind of energy, because I knew one thing, I could make money. I was always good at making money. But now I'm in a situation where, because of my personal relationship, I can't pay these people's payroll. And this is unfair. They didn't sign up for my bullshit. So I decided to get credit cards, which I'd never done in my life. So I got two credit cards, one for $5,000 so I could pay all of the payroll, that month's bills, and one for $3,000 so I could pay my mortgage. And I didn't know what else, but I knew at that point in time that I just had to hustle and hurry and shove. And this is after my suicide attempt. And I'm trying to heal and I'm trying to become a spiritual being, and I'm opening and evolving, but I'm still a publicist and an entrepreneur and somebody who people depend on to pay their car payment and their children's daycare and all the other things. And the pressure was so intense. And I'm all alone, and I've just attempted suicide, and I don't know what to do, so I get these credit cards. So I get the credit cards, and the next day, I lose nearly $10,000 in business. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? How could this be one thing after another after another? Why am I on this roller coaster once again? I was pissed. And I was sitting in my backyard, and I was meditating, and I was trying to meditate. I was trying to pray because I'd been so disconnected from my spiritual side because of the way that my life had been going up until that point. People looked at me and said I was successful because of the notoriety or the awards or being on stages, but I was drowning. I was dying. I was suffering. I was waiting for something to come kill me or to die, because I was so depressed from the painful childhood that I had, that I married somebody that was equal in that suffering. It wasn't their fault. It was my fault, because it wasn't anybody's fault. The situation was the situation because of I was the magnet, and the level of energy that I was at was so low, I attracted such a low vibrational dude. And so he can't help who he is, but I can help who I am. And it was my responsibility to watch out for Michelle, and I wasn't. I was serving the money god. I was serving my husband. I was serving society, but I didn't have any divine alignment. And so the second thing that I had to unlearn was to stop being so reactive when things were happening and to have some patience. So immediately when I saw that the credit card was a solution, but then I was down another 10K, I thought, this is not what Deepak was saying. I'm reacting. I'm not trusting. I don't have faith. I don't have clarity. I'm not aligned. And at that time, I was such a new creator and really new into manifesting. It was trial and error. And I decided to cancel the credit cards. And I was very intimidated to do this because I needed to pay these people and I needed to pay rent. And I had to, I had clients and people counting on me and contracts. But I did it anyway. And I got down on my knees and I said, I release all negative alignments with my financial flow. And I know that I am divinely blessed, and I will allow the universe to resolve this issue. And I just kept saying that to myself over and over and over again. And every time I would meditate, I would continue to say, I release my lower vibrational attachments to money. I see that I'm divinely blessed. I see that I'm protected. I see, as if I really could see it. And I couldn't. And so I then go about my business. I go to the office. I'm working 40, 50, 60 hours. I'm trying to learn manifesting. I'm doing everything I can to move from one reality into another, which I would later understand when I studied sacred geometry and a little bit more of the physics, what quantum leaping was. But I didn't, and we're not going to get into that today, but this is just kind of how it all started for me and how I learned how to move into my divine abundance. And I just put my head down and started grinding it out. One press release at a time, media training, calling all my own clients, giving them deals. And I had 2 weeks to come up with the rest of this money that I needed this $8,000 for. And I was already another negative 10, but I just tried to tell myself and remain as calm as possible. And I kept visualizing and seeing the money in my bank account. And 7 days before the payroll was due and the rent was due, I got a call from a client that I hadn't spoken to in months. I'd sent them a proposal. And this was a 90-day project for 15K. And in this particular proposal, because it was an out-of-town client coming in town, I made them pay $10,000 in this proposal that I'd written 90 days prior for a 90-day contract. And they emailed me and said, hi, can you jump on a call? And I was like, oh, hell yes, I can jump on a freaking call. So I jumped on a call immediately. And they said, hi, we want to hire Lamont PR. And we're going to go ahead and pay you $11,000. And then the $4,000 the week of the event. You guys, you don't even understand. I went through the call and I literally was playing it so cool and so calm. And they're like, and then, you know, do you want us to deposit that today or Monday? Because it was a Friday. And I was like, oh, today's great. Let's just go ahead and close out this business day with you've locked in your PR agency and I can start, you know, making some feeler calls to my contacts. And we've settled it and you can announce it to all the vendors that Lamont PR is handling the show and blah, 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 blah. And they said, sounds great. We hung up. I was the only person in the office and I closed the door and just started jumping up and down and screaming. And I said, my cosmic faith, my faith, my divine abundance, my faith, my faith, my faith. Yes, yes, yes. I believe in you. I do not worship God. I do not worship money. I worship God. I worship the universe. I am aligned. I am blessed. And that was the second way that I started to understand that I had to move out of my old habits, that I was the problem and the solution. And we both know that that's not possible. You cannot be the problem and the solution. So I had to put my energy into the solution mode and let go of the how and just try to do everything I could and move in faith and not be the solution I was asking for, not the credit cards, but the faith that it was coming, the faith that it was going to work out, the faith that everything was always working out for me. And then the third thing that really, truly helped me become divinely aligned with financial resources was always living in abundance. I used to always talk about how much money I didn't have, how expensive things were, how much the bills were, how much, you know, whatever the new copier was going to cost or the sending all the employees to this particular city for whatever it was that we had booked for, been hired for, the cost of electricity, the cost of food, the cost of water, the cost of gas, my car payment, you name it. I talked about my lack, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, all of the time. And before we go into the third step, we're moving because we talked about the first step, talked about the second step, and the third step, we just started to dive into it. I want to remind you how important it is for you to go to my website, michellejlamont.com, and get signed up for my newsletter. I have such a phenomenal newsletter full of content. I go over the moon phases, when to manifest for this particular thing, what's going on in astrology, what's going on in the earth, what's going on in the spiritual realm, what are the trends, affirmations of the week, different practices to try. And on top of that, you get access to my blog, and it's a phenomenal blog that helps you when you need it the most. Maybe you can't listen to a podcast, but you can read something at work. And you don't want to read that boring thing, click on over to michellejlamont.com and try and check out my podcast, my blog. And I want you, when you're on that website, to go in and subscribe to my newsletter. It is so good. And when you do, you will automatically be gifted my ebook, just like that. Just like that. It's 11111. Oh my gosh. Angel time, angel time, angel time, angel time, angel time, angel time. Okay. I was checking to see how long I had been talking because I'm trying to wrap this up. Oh, I gotta wrap it up. All right. So the third and the final thing, the most important thing that I want you to hear today is that I had to stop talking about all the things that I didn't have and start seeing all the things that I had. So I would just start talking about all the abundance. Oh my gosh, there was so much food in that salad. Boy, that serving at blah, blah, blah restaurant was so big. Look at all these clothes I have. Look at how much jewelry I have. Look at all the gas in my tank of my car. I mean, whatever it was, I would talk about it as if it was the lottery. Oh my gosh, look at all of these dog collars that I have. Look at all of this food in my cabinet. Look at all of this. Look at all this shampoo in my shampoo bottle. And when I started to flip that switch, the other modalities would just line up. And every time I learned something new about manifesting money and bringing things into my reality, it would move faster and it would move deeper. And that's why in this masterclass that I'm teaching, August 21st and October 30th, there are over 30 different money practices that I teach in this masterclass. And it's a 3-week class. And we meet every Sunday night. What are you doing on a Sunday? Nothing, right? You did your meal prep. You took care of the kids. You did everything. Now from 7 to 9 p.m., you can invest in yourself and change your life and meet your spiritual tribe and your future best friends forever. You have 24-hour access to me directly on an app called Voxer, and everything is live. And on top of all of that, it is each and every week, it is broken down by your life path number, okay? And if you don't know what your life path number is, I want you to go in and listen to my episode about life path numbers and Google it and find out what your life path number is. That is essentially saying how many times you have been here on Earth. Like, I'm a 9. So 9s are humanitarians when we understand ourselves. And so as a life path 9, this is my 9th time. When I was an 8, I was very financially successful. So that's why I never have any fear about being an entrepreneur. And I was born into entrepreneurs. Once you start to understand a little bit more about your numerology, life becomes very, very different because that sacred geometry starts to come into play. And we'll talk about that another time. So I hope that these 3 tips and these 3 modalities and these 3 revelations of how it helped me become the highest and the best version of me, for me to align myself with my truth, for me to align myself with what was right, this means that it is for you too. You are loved as much as a tree. You are loved and wanted as much as a dolphin or a bird or an insect. The divine plan is not for you to suffer. I love you. I love you. If no one has told you today that you are loved or that you are worthy to be loved, you are worthy. You are protected. You are blessed. You are known. I love you. I love you. I love you. People can hate for no reason. I can love for any reason I want. And you are worthy of the divine alignment that you seek. Do not let anybody tell you differently. And for God's sakes, please share this podcast with 5 people. Subscribe to the newsletter and help 5 other souls on this earth become the highest and the best version of themselves. I love you. And until next time. All right, producers, it's time to cue the music, and I'm going to be tapping out for this show. All right, so let's cue the music. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and you've been listening to Manifesting Miracles, the podcast that makes manifesting instant.